With your land and livestock report on the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Susan Allen. When I returned last month from Kenya, I filled out a form upon entering U.S. Customs asking if I'd been to any livestock facilities or farms. The Somalian next to me spoke little English and asked me to fill out his form, which I politely refused to do. It made me wonder how many others hastily answer these important questions regarding the safety of our U.S. cattle herd so that they can zip through customs. This questionnaire is just one way the U.S. Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service is continuously monitoring for foot and mouth disease. Here's Washington State Department of Agriculture's Mike Luzell to explain why it's such a concern.
Disease that most livestock industry people would come up with that's most feared here or across the globe is foot and mouth disease. We have not had that incredibly debilitating disease since 1929 in our country, but some of our foreign trading partners do occasionally have outbreaks, so we have to be careful about that.
Thankfully, the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, APHIS, has a variety of ways other than at the airport to continuously monitor for FMD worldwide. They station veterinarians overseas to help other countries control and eliminate the disease. And APHIS also works with the U.S. Armed Forces to make sure our military vehicles and equipment are properly cleaned and disinfected before their return to the U.S. from international duty. For the Land and Livestock Report, I'm Susan Allen.